welcome to the meeting. Today we don't have a lot to do, only to go through the research of minutes. Firstly, I would like to apologize to keep you waiting because we went to the wrong venue. I was informed by Khadija this morning to say this. The venue is still 514, so we've been sitting there with Ines from 9 o'clock. Out of the bus, I went straight to the meeting venue. So my apologies. This is our last meeting for this camp. And we don't have a lot to do today. Just to go through the minutes. Are there any apologies? Okay. There are no apologies. I think we're in three sets. One is for the 6th of March. The second one is from...
And
that was not, you were not then to come and apologize.
But I wanted to ask all of you to
send
off the new venue.
Okay, welcome. We'll start the a minute of the 26th of February, and then we'll be followed by the minute of the 5th of March, and the last will be the 30th of April. Welcome everybody. And also welcome Mama Magdalo, who's not well. I only hope that she's now well and ready for the day. Can we go to the first set of minutes on page 1? Oh, okay.
Not on this minute, just generally. You know, we're not in back to 27 years. Today we're already in midway. It's very, very difficult to remember all the details. So I want to ask, as we actually adopt the committee resolution, that we do a minute, that every minute at some point, so that today we will last for 2 minutes, and then we update it as we go on, so we don't have to go back to the clock.
I agree with you, and I don't know, understand why this kept February, March, April, where? Kwenye Mabila?
Thank you, sir. I don't agree with what my colleague has indicated, but I raised this when we were presented to take long and can't remember what it is that we have in that particular meeting. And secondly, the idea that in each and every meeting we must adopt the minutes of the previous meeting before we continue with the action, so that each and every time we can be able to catch and whoever needs the minutes to reflect what was happening at that particular meeting.
I agree on the end of
July, June, but in fact in February, meeting really, I
agree with you. Kagan, point noted.
Actually, it's a suggestion that at the end of the minutes, just some actions or whatever, they fall in the cracks. Maybe there are anything outstanding, they need to be ready at the end of the minutes to say this was the proposal and then the action will be by when. Otherwise, we tend to forget what we were supposed to follow up on. Thank
you. Okay. Can we start with the minute of the 20th of February? Page 1. Page 2.
Chef, this one. I'm not sure whether the people that part of the report you mentioned are you to find the apologies, but I'm trying to undermine the separation aspect. Or in other cases, you find that the meeting is still on the same day in which they were to the meeting to inform our organization. So we need to check and clearly there was no apology, I think, for it. But if there was an apology, I don't remember being asked without any apology.
I saw her up.
Okay.
She'll go and recheck. Can you move to page 2? Can we agree that if a person is not in the meeting, can it be done on paper? Can the apology be done on paper? Because it's very difficult to track apologies if they are not done on paper. Can we agree on that one?
I don't know whether we comment on what you say or page 2, because I was on page 2.
No, we're not going. I was just...
No, we agree on the position. I'm not sure, Chair, here on page 2, if you read down there whether it's correct or it's me that is not understanding. 2.2.2, the second sentence, the expropriation bill needed to be aligned with Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, Green FIFA on land reform. On land reform, legal opinion from senior. I think maybe it must end on land reform. And then put full stop. The expropriation bill needed to be aligned with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, Green FIFA on land reform. And then the second sentence, the legal opinion from senior legal counsel. I don't know whether counsel or counsel. If it is counsel, we need to say we're sought. But if it is a legal counsel was sought and the department promised to make every effort to submit the parliament, maybe it can be explained whether it was different legal counsel that were approved. Or it was a legal counsel.
Can you...
Am I understanding the legal counsel is people? It's a lawyer that has decided to counsel in legal and then what they provided is legal opinion, their opinion as senior legal counsel.
Counsel. It means they were sought. Legal counsel is sought.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to come in. We don't know whether the department has consulted different legal counsels.
But usually legal opinion is sought from a legal counsel, one legal counsel, you know. Because you go to the other one if you are not satisfied with the first one. I don't see the department sorting different legal opinion in different legal counsels because it has financial implications.
The counsel also asked him to name from the department where he to change the way he referred to the people because he says they asked an opinion from someone from the old school of and then they started that opinion from someone in the finance system. Because in my opinion, it's taken from their presentation, they referred to more than one legal kind of information.
But he spoke about the old school of thought, if you remember.
So the old school referred, look at the old legislation. Because with one legislation, you can be an old. I don't know why are they categorizing it like that. It doesn't make sense to us.
Madam Chair, it's clear there was a deep opinion or so from more than one.
Because he spoke about the old school of thought.
Legal opinions, two legal opinions.
Yeah.
Legal opinions from senior legal counsels were sought and the department promised to make every effort.
Agree on that one. Baba Shka.
Thank you, Chair. Because I was checking on that on the Latin term. From senior counsel were sought and the department promised to make every effort to submit the leading current before the end of the year. It didn't need to say current year, because it's the end of the year, it's already the end of the current year.
No. I think it's relevant to say Karila Yet.
Yes, Baba. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I think it's relevant to say the calendar year because it's a current year. Because if we say the end of the year, we can. The person that will be reading it in the following year will not understand which year they will be referring to.
That's why I stopped her earlier on to say she must be the hand.
Don't stop him when he's not adjusting me.
Can you please not be in a rally? Can we listen to one? Out of order. Can we read that sentence? Sometimes it's also too long. The exposition bill needed to be aligned with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. Green paper on land reform, legal opinions from senior legal counsel sought, and the department promised to make every effort to submit the bill in Parliament before the end of the 2013 calendar year. The legislative process of the built environment policy was scheduled to begin in 2014. There's nothing wrong with the sentence. I mean the 2013, the end of 2013, and it will begin in the beginning of 2014. It's an indication. Do you agree with that one, the years?
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, apparently it's meaning the end of December, when it was the financial year of the Parliament, then it meant something else.
Begin, yes.
So it was the calendar year.
Yes.
Can we move to page 3? Mabila. Yes, you are now given the platform. You go, ma.
I'm saying, if calendar year means the end of December, you know that what she was reading is correct, because the financial year of government department is end of March, not end of December. So it must be specific, because if this calendar year means end of December, our government financial year doesn't come from January to December. That's from April to March.
Yeah, can you explain? I think another person the member was putting it correct. To say calendar year, which is January to December, that is the calendar year.
Yes.
And then the financial year, it, they did not promise that it would be tabled before Parliament before the end of the current financial year, which is April 2013 to 31st of March 2014. So they referred to the calendar year. The other frame was according to the calendar year, not the financial year. Saying that we would table in Parliament beginning of 2014. They are not going up in financial year. They're making promises according to calendar year.
Yeah. Mama November.
Thank you, Chairman. On page 3.1, remove all the requirements for contractors who have registered professional in the yard and block.
They said that one of the things that happens with contractors, especially the ones that they are unable to retain or maintain the requirement where they have to employ professionals like engineers, so they have to have them on their books. So this requirement was removed because it impacted negatively on these small contractors. That was what they...
It's all the English. Oh, sorry.
I don't know what it is. My notebook is... That doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
Yeah, what? But that's what it said. But oh, you want the employment?
No.
That's what they are employed.
Professional
film. Yes.
No, I think it's controlling the employees, the people.
My daughter, don't say sister, we are in an official meeting here. My daughter?
No, I think I agree with Inez. This is the correct term that they must use, because it's not only one professional school, all their professionals, all the people that are in their employ in different professional schools, they have removed this term, because before they require to have an engineer, and those people don't go to the small contractors because they are not getting enough funds from them, and then they lose the job because they don't have. But in their employ, it's correct.
Can we move to the 2.2?
I agree with you, Honorable November, that the English, you know, I should think it was supposed to say in their employment with anyone.
But that's what they said when I'm in that presentation. The English is broad. We need to accept that, and our connection is the correct English. Two for two.
Such as monitoring and compliance, I think it's the skills such as monitoring and compliance, which deals with the management and the annual report.
Taken?
And compliance, clean,
page 4.
I think also our of the business monitoring and compliance, dealing with measurements in annual reporting, dealing with measurements.
We're on page 4.
Yes.
Vaya Marila.
Page 4, Jim. I'm not sure with number 3. The CEO drives the responsibility.
Where's number 3?
Page 4.
Where is page 4?
On the
top.
First
paragraph. Yeah. My papa, is it because we are coming to the end of the first quarter or second quarter one? Is that excitement of going home?
Yeah.
Vaya Mavila?
The euro is making a
billion. Vaya Mavila?
Chen. Yes, he always writes the responsibility of communicating the work of the SPC. I don't know whether it's a responsibility or responsibility.
Responsibility.
Then the other one, number 1 and the C, it reads that the CSPC has a reliable data to verify whether they have in progress data. That one to me is not clear. Maybe it can be clarified. And the last one is on D, number 2.
he or she starts giving consultation, I think it's better if the chairperson myself mentioned the chairperson does this in consultation, because I'm saying he or she, because who is that he? Who is the she?
No, read the first sentence. Number one.
That is why I'm saying chair. I press number one. Independent chairperson. If it's independent chairperson, let's indicate the same, so that we know that the chairperson must do this in consultation with the chairperson.
Okay.
But who are saying he or she? Who is the he? Who is the she? So, must we say that if the chairperson, must just write chairperson that is in consultation with you. So, ever.
Does it sound?
They would need to put the title of the person that is supposed to come to institution instead of putting it as a he or she, because they said that my title is going to be he or she.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I was just checking whether this particular to link to the one.
Who is the one?
Which is the chairperson. Because if they are saying he or she, it's a provision, because in future it may not be he, it may be she.
Besides that, the chairperson is not yet appointed.
Yes.
Shall appoint. We don't know whether it's
going to be she or he. That's what I'm trying to say. Because at the moment there is no chairperson. When they put it, but the responsibility is there, even though the chairperson has not been appointed. If the she is appointed, it will be she. If it is he, it will be he. I think that's why both terms are there, to try and cover whichever was appointed in terms of gender.
The chairperson is the male or female. The appointed section, according to me. We're not saying chairwoman or chairman. We're saying the chairperson. The chairperson, if we're saying chairperson, my office. Or chairperson, chairperson appointed.
So we need to say the appointed chairperson. Yes. The appointed must be there. The appointed chairperson, because it's not there right now as we are talking.
So chairperson accommodates both, whether it's a male or a female chairperson.
We must put the appointed chairperson. Do I feel that? Yes.
Chair.
Yes.
Yes. Number two. Yeah, because she and he is equal to chairperson. That's what she's saying. But it was not that it's equal. We can put one.
Because even sentence number three, she puts the chairperson.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we move to page 5? Page 5, ma'am. Honorable Mwani Mali.
The edge to the first funding model makes it easier for the SCC to engage in the following program. You know, when you're saying follow program, this is, we'll expect that the programs will be listed. That's unnecessary for public engagement and awareness.
Where are these following programs?
That is what I'm saying. When you are saying the following people, then people are expecting to get who are those people. Then if we start now saying that that's unnecessary for public engagement and awareness as the case is, I think after the following program, we need to refresh to just indicate.
Give an example of,
yeah, of the program. Then at the end we can say, maybe we end with that the programs that are necessary, but the advocacy and communication programs such as advocacy and communication, role shows, public engagement and awareness, and the issue of language practice.
Taken. Get it?
Then on I, according to my reading here, we have to delete the first paragraph. we start with the construction coaches in Gazette, because if we say the Gazette of the construction coaches in Gazette,
tautology.
So if we can delete the first, the Gazette, that be the construction coaches in Gazette, then we continue with the sentence.
Yes.
Can I move to page 6?
There's one more other passage on the bottom.
They called on all their member organizations whether to cooperate fully in the investigation. Doesn't make sense. They called on them to cooperate fully. All their member organizations to cooperate fully in the investigation, not whether.
Taking out
there?
Yes, ma Guayamadol Bufolo Grasitola Sutole Maropa.
I'm not sure whether that A is needed, where it says the report of a parallel investigation or report of parallel investigation at your home.
Can you interpret?
The second sentence from the top. Okay. Where it reads, there has been report of a parallel investigation by the FOC. Where that A is needed. Then the other one, the most serious line, just the most serious line. Where it reads, the SCS. The CSCC views this in the most serious light, because something cannot be serious and light. Serious, on a serious note, on a lighter note, I need to say that. So it cannot be serious and light. If it's serious, it's just serious.
It's more than
light. Yes, more than light. Then, on number one, the last sentence, that's a country thing will have it. Adverse effect on transformation, because it's being an adverse effect doesn't.
When Nabila, you're moving too fast. Yes. What do we say on that one of serious light? We are saying the CSCC viewed this in the most serious one. No.
Serious note.
Why
light?
Yes, no. No, we need to agree. We need to put another word there. Do we put serious note or what do we say?
Chair, I'm proposing serious note, not serious life.
Or the most. The CSCC viewed this in the most
serious note.
I don't think the light here means.
English is broken, no?
I agree that I think English is a poor language, because it's there are various ways of putting anything. Yes. So unless you just want to say in a very serious, but it still remains light. It's or a serious manner or a serious note.
No,
I think
manner.
Yeah. It's just very serious. Let's just agree that Akona and I will just look at that after the meeting.
Because once you put seriously, all sentences is going to be must be reformulated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you know that? Can we go, can you continue? No, I stopped there while she was still talking.
No, only
on your Mabila.
I'm just checking, if we are saying this a serious light shows the view, you know, the way we look at it. But serious note is also a way we look at the thing. We note it very serious.
And serious men also say something.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm trying to say. Even though we are saying they will look at it, we can look at serious better as a serious, with serious, a serious note. You know, in the more serious note or serious men.
Seriously. Can we agree that we leave it to them so that for them to go and think to Mabila? Can you finish what you are saying?
Then I think the second one was on this other
number one.
Yes, number one. The second line. It believes that any collusion and price fixing will have an adverse effect on transformation. Then on 2.3.1, I don't know whether all government entities, whether it's coma, department or whether department.
Or
department and state-owned enterprise must comply with the sector code.
Is that
common,
eh?
Government entity, department and state-owned enterprise must comply with the sector code.
Yes.
Then you say mine is on 2.3.3. The candidate
the council held 28 votes to the time of deportation. Education must go. The council held 28 votes to the next. Agreed. Can I say those who want to speak must not mama. Because Mara didn't accept the meeting. Can we go on 2.3? We move to 3, committee deliberations. Can we go to page 7? Honorable Agaba, followed by Honorable Wanyamabila.
On page 7, it might be that there are little features. Freedom of change, just the edge, the end of 2.3, what is it? As it is not as bad as
Ogawel.
Slow.
Ogawel was pushing the word Ogawel on the second paragraph, the last sentence. The opinion as did not Ogawel. It's long, very long word. It did not go well, or go well. Mwanyamabila, I saw your hand up.
I'm trying to match this to say 3.3, the department and the not yet developed proper time frame, which is required to provide, I don't know whether that's the provision of training or because English is not saying it goes.
Where are we? Did you get?
I'm not
too sure. Can you try explain?
I'm saying, because here we're talking English and what's the question. debrief the department and the three existing not yet developed proper timeframes with regards to providing training, with regards to providing training on the SSC participants. I'm saying whether are we not supposed to use it instead of providing
mm-hmm.
or with regards to the provision of training on the SSC practice notes. If providing training is correct, after two, then let's leave it that like that. But then
the provision. Can you also look into that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then the 3.4, the construction industry, grade 1 contractors and their rated subcontractors were not affected. Doesn't it? Look, if there's something missing here, grade 1 contractors from their rated subcontractors were not affected by the proposed changes.
The CIDB grade 1 contractors from their register of contractors were not affected by the proposed. The thing is that you don't put commas somewhere. If you say the CIDB grade 1 contractors from their register of contractors were not affected by the proposed changes as they only needed the bare minimum standards in the sector and were not much of a risk factor to the public sector. The problem is the sentences are too long and they don't put commas and full stops there. So when you continue reading a very long sentence, you get lost in the. But if you phrase it, it makes sense. Can you also look into that? Continue, Wanyamabila. The issue of loggers gives the people a lot of energy, you know?
Okay, I was on 3.6. That the CSCC wasn't in the financial state of appointing the best provider and also needed to assure the delivery and sensing of the database used for collecting and capturing the scorecard. It was reported that at the time of reporting, the scorecards were viewed by industry commodity.
Reporting
was the use of the scorecards, I don't know how they can integrate this two sentences and minimize the issue of the reputation.
Did you get it?
Could you be correct?
This long sentence. The CSSC was in the final stage of appointing a service provider and also needed to outsource the delivery and servicing of the database used for collecting and capturing the scorecards. It was reported that at the time of reporting, at the time of the briefing of the portfolio committee, the scorecards were viewed by industry as a commodity instead of a total needed by the government. Can you look at that? Yeah. Can we, Madrapa, can we continue? Madrapa, there's a phone ring. Can we please take it? Can we allow our, can we make sure that our cell phones behave? Because our cell phones are not behaving. There's a cell phone ringing right now. Let's make sure that our cell phones behave as a belief. November.
It's on page 7, the last sentence. So there are other moments to say the issue of the accord, but also
the issue of the... What page?
7.
Yes? You look into that. Set aside. The issue of set aside was also suggested by Jesus. The intention of what is it, Akana?
We refer to set aside as they will. I'm not sure if set aside is in common English, this is common, but they refer to set aside as they will be.
You see, right now you want us to understand because you are using time. But don't say that it's there, that's fine.
Yeah, I will not say on top of two because the terminology used, and the terminology that they use.
But what does that mean?
Uba bukeila no.
Uba bukeila, can you explain it?
Page 7 and
about.
It's a construction language. Baba Gaila.
How they would assess the previously individual, previously the second individual, and then they would the second one.
Baba Gaila.
What's your problem now?
Is the word that they use when evaluating contractors.
The issue of set aside.
The problem is
construction language.
Financial.
You already made the sentence. Can you go to page 8? Page
8?
Mm. Can we all be in one meeting, Baba Gaila? All members, can we please allow the meeting to flow smoothly? Done?
Yeah. No, that's fine. It's fine.
Can somebody move to the adoption?
I move for adoption.
Seconda?
Madam Chair, sorry. I'm not sure this letter B. Okay.
3.9.
Just coming from stuff to letter B. What is letter B?
Letter B is the financial requirement. Yeah,
the financial requirements
are contracted. They are. 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 They are.
to complain to raise at the beginning, and we're not going to open a lot of complaints on my
government. But it's just a suggestion. I don't know how they are going to capture this, because this is what I meant by some of the issues spawning in the crash. For instance, we are not too sure whether this, the SSC promised to provide a report on what
they are. So you are taking that back.
Madam Chair, can really listen?
Yes, I'll listen.
Hear my side of the story.
But don't take us back.
No, I'm not taking you back. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to raise what I raised before, that maybe they can put this aside so that we don't lose the track of all these things that were featured in the minute.
But you are repeating what Honorable Dreyer and Honorable Wanyamvila said.
No, I raised it. No, they didn't raise it. I raised it.
They raised the issue of us dealing with the minute.
No. I'm not talking about the minute. That's why if it tells me I'm not listening to what I'm saying. I'm talking about the capturing of the actions that we're supposed to make a follow-up on. I'm saying to Afona and Inez whether they can make a separate thing so that we don't lose the track. Like, for instance, I'm talking about the SSC promised to provide a report on the work done since 2009 to 2013. I don't think that was done. But we've lost the track of that. The way they started on their own, the way to do it, so that we don't lose track on the things that we have raised.
Sister, but you remember in the management meeting, we spoke about tracking issues, ne?
Yes.
And we agreed that each and every issue that was raised must be tracked down and be noted aside, so that we can be able to make a follow-up. That's why we always invite the department to come and make presentations. It's because we follow that track of the method of tracking issues that we raised in the meeting.
But I'm talking about office, whatever, but I was saying the tracking that can be done by the portfolio committee also.
Thanks, Honorable. I think we raised this what the group is raising here. We requested that those that are writing the minutes, like matters arising, because we don't raise matters here. It's part of tracking every time. As we're saying that if the minutes we can get in the following meeting, also the outstanding matters that has not been resolved, like matters arising, like what the whip is raising to say that this was supposed to be happening. They will just write like outstanding matters, write the issue, what was needed to be done, who was supposed to do it. If it is done, we are reported that it's done. I think that what is I think it's re-raising it, because we agreed when we in that 26, I raised it before, to say that we must have those to be updated on issues that are supposed to be done. When we ask the department, also even ourselves, we check in each and every meeting that issue was supposed to be done is not yet action.
For example, in the administrative issues noted in this page, which is three items, the first one, the department responded to the submitted information which we included and sent to Equity Note. But as another honourable member put it, the last two were not actions, so not taking action. But we do have a template which is in the form of a spreadsheet, which shows what are the outstanding matters from the department, and also the time that informs the committee program. But maybe what we can do again is to forward to members again just as a reminder that this matter is still outstanding from February, and this matter is still outstanding from this time, so that we do not only keep it to our staff.
What am I reading?
Chair, I think that there is a tracking there's a manual tracking system. But that manual tracking system can assist us in presenting to the committee, either monthly or quarterly, depends on the activities and also the days, so that we can be able to, because we're checking whether the resolutions that are being implemented or not. So if it's being tracked somewhere and the committee were not aware of the outstanding issues, then it becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. They just have the record of all the resolutions that have been taken by the committee, whether they've been processed or not, so that the committee can take a decision. If this resolution has not yet been processed, then what is the next step? I think it will assist us in that way. That whether monthly with all the resolutions, the manual tracking report is presented to the committee.
Honourable members, can I remind those who sit in the management meeting that the office of the AG came up with a sort of a charge, ma'am, if you still remember. And they said to us that charge, that's why I don't like myself, that charge will assist us in making sure that we track issues that we raised. And I thought Akona and Ines are using the chart that was presented by the office of the AG on how to track issues. I think we tend sometimes to forget issues and decisions, some decisions that we take in the management meeting. But the office of the AG said this will help the committee if we follow that chart that they gave as an example.
No, I don't think we are in the same extreme. Mm-hmm. We are not saying that there is no system. We are saying that that system, that particular information, if it is not presented before us as a portfolio committee, they are not going to follow up those particular matters. Hence, my colleague is suggesting that maybe monthly we get those outstanding issues that are not down in the duration. Like as you do this age analysis, you know that if also we can have those in those issues that we have raised, I think it's going to assist us as a portfolio committee. The system is there. If it is not before us as a portfolio committee, the information, it's not assisting. I don't think the AG came with that system to say that it will just be done and not presented in the relevant people that are going to actually follow up those particular matters that we raised. And we are requesting that we get that information.
Can we move to the next set of minutes? March, ne? The 5th of March, ne? On page 1. It's the 5th of March. On page 1, page 2. Can we move to page 3?
Yes.
On page 3, Majopa?
Yeah, I think 3.1, the second, of the first paragraph, at the last, it talks about the youth from 15 to 24 years old. I don't know whether it's a correct English, old.
Can we remove
if the
that?
Years are many, so old.
Move as Honorable Rea.
3.2, Madam Chair. It's not the correction of the minister at the point that about follow up. The Department of Public Works was requested to provide a status quo report on the status of coal production within the department. The report should provide details on progress made in cases. Now, you see, so we have it here in a minute, so we all agreed on that. We never get that follow up report. But if we do the minutes every month, every week, then we would see this is what we decided last, that is it happening. So we need to follow up on the decision to raise the recommendation for that. That's just a point I want to make. The minutes are correct, but I just want to raise 25 cents once again.
Okay.
The responsible for handling the disciplinary matters, we may have that. That is already an option.
question. Maybe if we can check whether is there a letter that was written to the department for them to provide this particular information. Because I don't think by taking a decision automatically the department will just provide the information on the secretariat side. Have they written this to the department so that you get that particular information as it is written?
Honourable members, there was no formal letter that was sent to the department, but safe to say the department does get copies of the document with marks not adopted and which does not bind them to come make the presentation before the committee. They do have a copy of the minutes, and also if this is an outstanding issue, maybe it can put in the program as a follow-up. Then the program will go together with a letter to the person and come in.
Okay. Oh, Yamabila?
I think now that there are a lot of people that are going to come and finish because I think that we're just watching them. They highlight those issues because if Apollo has been that today, it was the minute to get into the department. The question that comes into my mind is that when did the department take the copy of the minutes?
Now?
Because if we have the copy of the minutes now or Friday, then when do you expect the department to respond? The issues that are on the minutes. So I think we have to just clean our houses again and make sure that the department complies to all the issues.
Can she respond to that one?
No, just to say on that one, I sent the photo of the minutes in March already. After the minutes were returned. But to then think there's nothing that was binding the department to make a follow-up presentation if the committee has not yet invited them for money in the form of a letter or in the form of the quality program with that agenda.
Abadriya.
Mr. Chair, thanks for that information from Apona. I wanted to say that we now ask Apona to write formally to the public which I think often specifically given all this information in this paragraph 3.2. And we give them a timeline as well. We say at the first public portfolio committee on public works after the recess. It's now entering a long recess, but in July, we'll be back with any support to us then. It is an ample time.
Noted. And Wayamabila, talk to me.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I think this indicates our witnesses that you need to attend, because really bringing in the discussions, it indicates us that we're discussing matters and leave it as they are, because our program will be guided by the issues that are outstanding issues that are on our menu, rather than each and every can come with a new issue while there are many issues in the previous what we suggest is that Hannah and Inez must just sit down, look at all the things, identify the outstanding issues. Then we see how the road issues fit in on this paper.
The issue again, I agree with you, the issue again here is the issue of the content advisor, of which we raised last week to say we need to have a content advisor also, because all the committees, there are only 17 committees that don't have that. Because last week we approached them about the content advisor. Say the content or content of what we, the information that we get, we need to get a content advisor who will deal with the content issues that were given by the department. And we're told that we're about 13, 17 we're not getting, because we are worried because they are not hoping, the two of them, without the staff person to assist them. I can say that they are not really maybe coping, I don't know. Can we move on? Page 4. Yes, Mayamabila.
The committee needs to find a way to give feedback to the provinces and visitors in conducting the one production. It's because the one committee, it's oversight to direct the visit. And also they are maybe watching its oversight.
come up again?
Number one was that the committee needs to find a way of giving feedback to
the provinces if needed
when conducting its oversight.
Right.
And delete the visits and change their into it.
Mm. Can we move to page 5?
Not to give us the progress report on that.
Yeah, but I remember sometimes they could give us a progress report.
Because they don't have this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, continue.
No, I'm saying because they only deal with the number of schools that they are given to build. They don't have the overall number of all the March schools in South Africa. Not part of the
act. I think at least to say that we need to the comments of this education and then it's a test of the way.
Mm.
It is that the committees need to get this one.
What about the entities? Us, basic education entities. What do
you
call it?
Yes, and the entities.
Stolen?
How about stolen? JBJ, I'm just recording this. Mm-hmm. I remember when we were talking about this, we talked about big estate.
Yeah.
That some schools have been constructed and paid by indigenous. We need to get the real information.
Yeah, I saw you.
No, I was supposed to watch it. Remember, Bill was saying that you need to know that the joint committee of the two committees. So that the topic is about the situation which may be according to my understanding. IDT team was supposed on request.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if they not requested, they do them on their own, not get a full report from IDT.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a joint meeting,
Can I ask a question for me to be further clarified? As we are talking, has DPW not agreed with the Department of Basic Education that the mandate should be taken back to the Department of Public Works? If that mandate has been taken back by the department, can't we get a report on the mass schools?
Well, as far as I know, this money is not taken back here. It's 10 and a half to 15 people. At this stage, it's not yet taken back. And it's 10 and a half to 15 people.
Honorable
Minister. Sorry. think the when this was raised, if I remember, if I recall it correctly, there were two issues that were raised. The budget for building schools stay with the relevant departments, for instance, with the Department of Basic Education. That's where the budget is pledged to.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to them to request DPW to build the schools for them. Secondly, when we tried to make an intervention as to DPW to claim its mandate, some departments like then yeah, they said, like, what was it, when Kosozana Sumo was the minister of home, they were saying they've given up to negotiate with Department of Public Works because the Department of Public Works was taking too long to build. And I think when we assess the whole situation, that they don't plan together. In some cases, the department plans, and when money is not spent, they just dump it to IDT or to Public Works to say, please do it for us. I mean, there was that they were not planning together. That was the main thing. As a result, there was some discrepancies along the way.
It's not from the last group, but I want to raise the next point. And it's just the production of the okay. And under D, what they find, constant updates, progress is carried out to the turnaround strategy. We stick in March as we should write with constant updates. I want to ask that we will think in the better as the rule of that constant mention. We can be put on the program and then just update the latest status on the turnaround strategy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was just reading that status for me to understand.
Yeah, Chair, because the turnaround strategy should provide time frames which have been assessed for their feasibility once the instrument evaluates its progress to date.
Can we remove the last sentence? The first one, like she's saying, it ends with turnaround department, turnaround strategy. And then from the turnaround strategy, we remove that sentence. Will it work?
No, but if we have got the turnaround strategy, that will take forever. I think the time frames should be put somewhere. Because if you don't look at the turnaround strategy, that doesn't have time frames, it should be turnaround until 2020.
Why am I being?
To me, Chair, it means that you are saying that the department must revise the annual performance plan. Because if, to me, the turnaround strategy, the plan of implementing the turnaround strategy is contained in the annual performance plan, which must be specific with time frame and also whatever. So if we're saying they need to provide us with the time frame even here, means that they will have to write their APP. Into the
turnaround strategy,
but that's
what
my
understanding that what
they planned is going to change
in the turnaround strategy. Understood? Agreed?
Yes.
Are we done?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to ask our members on point C. As it has been said about the climate change with basic education, I don't think so would it be fine if maybe in the community program we put that the Department of Public Health together with the two entities of REMA and the CIP, because that sentence, that paragraph also talks to the use of innovative technologies if they come to the quality or not to the latest, how is their, what is their involvement so that the committee report goes to the specification it understands if some questions are returned in Monday and if a prima is asking the specification.
So just remember, in one of the reports, if I'm not mistaken, they indicated that in the first stage, there are about two schools. Is it Free State or Northwest? Where they said they recently built two schools, but I don't remember the province very well. To say we need to get a report from two entities, that will be AGRIMA, that will be IDT, and the department for them to come and give us a report. Okay, do we agree?
Yes, sir.
Reakwana?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. That be noted. Can IDT, AGRIMA, whether the innovative technology is being utilized, further utilized. And the department of three. Department of two entities, I don't know whether it will be proper. Madam, more building tools.
Yeah, three is a consultant. The main focus group is the product vehicle. And then we also need.
Before meeting with basic, what one to do?
Yeah,
before meeting with basic education, you must have sex.
Yeah, we must have sex. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Agreed. Agreed. Can I have a proposal? Yeah.
Another proposal is that nurture the entity of human testing. They are fighting emerging consensus on how.
Can you take your hand off? Yeah.
But they are assisting the emerging sector, but they also assisting for the major project.
So can you spell this?
Nature.
And then how does
they financing the emerging contractor?
Mm-hmm.
But they also financing our emerging contractor.
They want to know what is this thing that you are talking about.
Nature, no,
how do you spell it? How
is the entity of human settings. What they do is that they are financing a learning contractor. We got a money to finance a learning contractor.
Mm-hmm.
But they not only financing those that are pulling others, but they finance ours as well. Now they had pulling out of financing the major context of the school to Europe. It's going to affect the grading of the context.
How do you spell this?
N-H-U-R-C-A-N-H.
Google and you pick that. Give us the spelling first. Oh, the NACHA.
NACHA. That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
So they had to pull out financing our contractors because a lot of people are not
can we say the Ahona will look into that?
Yeah.
And movers and shakers, who is going to move for the adoption? Honorable Chole?
I'm
going to chair with the move and the seconder? Mama Jala. Thank you very much. Can we go to the last one? The April one. There's nothing on the page one?
Then it's two. I see Ms. Makrofa is receiving entry and apologies. It appears twice.
Was she not there?
I don't know. I wasn't there, but I just picked up her name. Present and apologies.
Makrofa, you can move from her. If you are not in the meeting.
I
if Tole, yes, if Tole. is toilet or move. Oh, okay. Correct it, ma'am. I thought you grab says you moved.
No.
So can you correct it? That's the minute of the city as such. She was in and out. Page 2. Oye, Mavila. You know, if you have got kids in the house, you must expect anything. If she's missing, I see. No, it's not me. Yes, ma'am.
She's protected.
We do have roti kids.
We are not mixing on the minute. We can't mix.
But I also have got a problem of cell phones, you know, in the meeting. Even if you can hide it under the table.
Oh, mine is here, sir. I'm just putting my hands here. So mine is here.
You see, let's not debate that one, Dana. Yes.
What is wrong with this portfolio committee today?
I don't know.
It's a yoga.
You know what, but let's agree on a serious note. You know, the cell phone distracts one's attention. Can we do it diplomatically?
Okay.
Because the very same parliament that we are dealing with is the one that gave us cell phones. I once had President Jacob Zuma said in one of the ANC meetings some years back that ANC gave you cell phones and now you are no longer attentive in the ANC meeting. So you are saying ANC made a mistake of giving you cell phones. Should we take back the cell phones? You know? And he was saying it on a very serious note. So everybody is busy under the table. You know, you can see the fingers and the shoulders moving, that something is happening under the table. You know?
I propose that, Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Chair, I propose that Honorable Kayla must not chase the lizard when the crocodile are acting. Because I've got nothing, I'm facing the lizard. You can't chase the crocodile.
Okay, fine, but let's take the issue of cell phones seriously. Yeah. To say, let's do it correctly. But if I'm chairing the meeting and you're putting the cell phone in on the table and you're busy with your fingers, it distracts one's attention. Can we finish on the very same page? Are we done?
Yes.
On the very same page. Wanya Mavila? Yes, ma'am.
Number 1, line number 4, the committee noted the content, not comments.
Yes,
number 2, on committee deliberation 2.3, there was no to the line of 60,000 budget for 2018-2014 financial year. Lisa, what budget for department? 400.
No, for the committee, portfolio committee.
No, it's not the PSC.
Yes,
I was just asking.
Yeah, for the portfolio committee. Yeah, portfolio committee. It's about the portfolio committee, ma'am.
Yeah, you need to know that. Although I'm worried about this 950 budget that you are not using effectively because there was this issue of the oversight of going overseas to share with other countries on how great to other things. But she was not that, just throw me through the window.
Thank you very much. We're done on the third page. Yes, have a shot. We are correcting the minutes, mind. We are not discussing about overseas trade. Let's correct the minutes. Do we agree on the minutes? Can somebody move for the adoption of the minutes? Can somebody move for the adoption? Seconda? Almana, are you aware that whatever we are saying is being recorded? Can you have a seconda?
Oh, sorry.
Seconda? Baba Jaila?
Over this trip.
Thank you very much. You know, honourable members, today is out of the meeting. The meeting is adjourned. They were to... Thank you very much. I wanted to say this morning when you stopped me, there's a committee that was to go to Kenya next week. And that committee's fares were paid by department. I don't know which department. And they were saying to me, it has been cancelled on Friday. And we're going there during recess. But the trip was cancelled. So, I think there's a moratorium that has been taken that there are no other trips. And honourable members, I just want to assure you, to say you might think that we are taking this thing lightly. There's pressure that is there. If there is no, there's no. I saw your hand, Mama, and put by my job.
First of all, I'd like to say, whoever does the agrees or rejects the application, very, very unfair to this portfolio committee. Because we had vast reasons, especially because of the state assets that are not known to this portfolio committee of our own country. We wanted to see how the other countries are doing it. But we were refused permission. I really don't know why and how it came about. But it's very, very unfair. I'm not too sure because who takes the decision. It's very unfair, really. And as it is now, this appropriation bill is coming on board. And I think we'll end up buying our own assets as the portfolio commission. Because we don't know our assets. And there was a proposal sometime, I don't know what I made sure for now, that at least the his office It's not doing us a favor. It's not doing us. It's not going to develop. Because we, I mean, if these things were recorded at the deeds office, in the deeds office, how come we don't know some of the assets? They end up in the wrong hands. They end up being sold by the local government authorities. And we have very serious concern about the former TDBC things that we don't know, that were taken out of the South African register. But still, I mean, we are just registering our dissatisfaction as this portfolio committee.
Maybe I'm sorry, it was my job, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I think really this follow-up committee is not really being taken serious. I think because the other committees, you'll recall, I don't remember whether it was 2011, when we were told that there was a letter received to postpone our oversight to overseas to say we own the other 10. Maybe Akola will recall to say that not now. And even the chair did go to Frolic and so on, and then when we were told it, not now. But the other committees have been going, even the Frolic has been out. And also the Department of Water Affairs and Environmental Affairs, they are leaving in July. One of the members was saying that he was going to take a formal passport because they are going overseas. So I really don't understand what is the criteria that is being used. As you recall, Chair, that the members that have been long, I joined this committee in 2011. The committee that has been here said they had never gone anywhere, even in the previous term. There was nothing that was happening in this committee. Maybe we must check, even in the debate then, when the vote of the speaker, vote number two, members were raising concern to say that they don't know what criteria being used to grant committees to go on the oversight overseas. Because it's like pick and choose, others are not. Because if they were saying before, we're told that the policy is saying that there is no committee that will not get a chance, at least once, but others are going 3 times, 4 times, and the others are not going. So it's just a concern, it's not a concern that is directed to the chair, it's a concern that is directed to the parliament and the way that they are allocating both authorities and discouraging people to go out, you know. I don't know whether, because I don't remember whether we were in a letter, a formal letter that is talking to what the chair is saying. Maybe Akona can update us to say what is the formal letter that we have got as this committee that there is moratorium on this particular matter. Maybe we can be updated as a committee because nothing has been read before us indicating that there is that stop of all the outside.
I'd like to understand on your moratorium, because if really was a moratorium, the chairperson and the witch are supposed to be informed so that they are able to convey the message to their communities. That is number one. Number two, if my memory is that we were in the police, that at least it's going to go to must have an international visit one. Then there was a process whereby we met with all they were told that the letter must be written, but that we didn't get the effect of what happened to that process because it was supposed to be informed. Since we wrote that letter after the chair of the committee, then what happened? Because really, what is it? I don't know. It's so wicked and annoying and harsh. Other committees are being treated differently.
Yes.
You know, if you can have other members go to overseas more than 5 or 10 times, other committees are going to overseas more than 2 times, like what you just said. But, you know, we don't know what is happening with this committee, because maybe the old age committee or That's also why, so they are supposed to remain in this old age home, not going out because they are tired, they are weak and whatever. Because really, we are all members of this parliament. We need to be treated with that dignity and respect. Because our right, if it's a right, it's a right. Or if it's a privilege, it's a privilege. Why should we hear for everyone? Why should other one be undertreated, other ones not be... But I want just to get the feedback from the whip. What happened to that letter? Because we wrote the letter, we said we should be, we should motivate the society to do whatever, trying to assist. Yes. Then they said the letter will be referred to the city. What was the focus on that letter?
With?
What
about? You have that's all what I know, but I don't know. Remember the details.
The last application was sent down. And I remember, I think it was January, over December holidays, when Mam Nomari contacted me asking if we cannot reapply or maybe change the date to January. And when I checked with their court at the time, they say the Canadian Parliament, because Canada, was only open in February, around the 5th of February, which was submitted then to the Office of the House of Representatives, and they said, well, according to our permit program, we are not, it's not time for massage or study tours. We have to be here because the first week opening of Parliament. And subsequent to that, there were no other applications. But the very last one was sent down. And it was after the chapter, and then it's not moving over, and I believe, as my children, they went to the owner of God, but he still sent
I first went there with a whip. It was the second delegation that I was not in that went to the chairperson's office.
Yeah, my understanding, if I recall, when we went there, the referral to the speaker was not about that we are not authorized, that the problem was about to go overseas. It was to motivate extra delegation.
Yeah.
It was to motivate extra delegation because we're saying maybe all the committees they can go, they've never gone anywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. That was the motivation they were supposed to go there. And when it came back to say that it's not a suitable time, we're not appraised about that with that information as a committee. Mm-hmm. And now they are going for oversight. Now it's relevant, but we don't know because we're not updated. What was the response? And we appeal also that any response, if we have requested to the committee and coming back, we must be told, all of us, you know. So it's not good that we get an information with the people and the others are hearing a dish in school, you know. So it's very important for all of us to have equal information so that we can amend. We can come up with a proposal because it's like now, it's coming now to us in two, it's been a long time and we don't know about it. And
can I agree that the whip go and check the response from the chair from Mr. Frolic after we are going there, what was the response, and also allow Akona just to go and check and make a follow up, because our continuing talking here without any
I think the response was sent to Akon, and then she's just posing to say the response was that to me.
Agrappa?
No, I think if Akon have informed us, because Akon can not just action without being also told to say that if this particular date is not relevant to the country we are going in, try this particular date, you know. Because I don't think Frolic rejected our trip the way we are hearing. It was because it was coinciding with the fact that the time we wanted to go, the parliament was not yet open. So there was no refusal, actually.
There are also a lot of people that are places here. The crowd is in love.
might have said, because I know a customer technician out there that put him on the front front. But what I would suggest, Mama Nova, is that what he told is that again, the right to call it and give a popular answer to the policy so that we don't blame others. But I know the current perspective. And also, I don't know, you said before you went to Kansas.
Yeah, it was such a sketch.
What are we
going to do? It was the I think their systems are all the same as ours, as far as the asset register content. It was such a sketch long time ago.
But if I remember, the chief whip did say something about Canada and Australia. Actually, the Canadians and the Australians are saying they're tired of gate flooding. Yes, gate flooding. So they no longer want any delegation from South Africa, because nationally we go to Canada and Australia, provincially, the municipalities are again there. It was said, but I want to check. It was on paper, if I'm not mistaken, to say the embassy wrote the parliament a letter to say those two countries are enough. Something like that. Yes. So I think we need to go back, not just to talk, we need to go back and look for something on paper that is there, something like that.
Yeah. Maybe you look, Mama, and I can't do the then also you put it on sensitive to the request Africa. If we cannot go, what about going to Africa?
That's what the chief would say.
Okay.
So I think just do that, but let them put it in writing as well. Bring the copy to the committee, the copy of the request, because now what is going to happen is we're going to start blaming each other, and yet we are not even nobody to the base, so that we stand open up. But the current is the currency effect.
Yes. But I can, Ines, just maybe, just do you still remember anything, or the countries that we were to go to, because she did the research. She did the research before. That's why you came up with the...
That's why you're saying, why don't you give them time to go and look into it?
No.
Mabila, can we try and close this issue?
Yeah, before we close, Chair, I wanted to raise, you know, the issue of the numbers, I understand that, yes, but it's not just affecting COVID. I think all countries must be affected with the raising currency issue. Yes. You know, all the committees must be crowded so that you know that they can't be managed. Then secondly, it was a study that if there's anything that's related to the committee, let it be tabled in the committee so that we are well informed. Right. Because the issue guys of the verbal report, if they refused us to undertake any visit, was supposed to have a written paper in black and white that on this date later was written to so and so. On this day, he responded by saying 1345. Because I was just talking, we don't have anything in black and white. We're supposed to get that black and white thing long time ago, not by telephone, but in black and white. The chairperson used to say administration is done. Let it be so even in this committee. Let it be done so that we all understand what is happening. I agree that we need to go and. But we let me just amend the proposal of the chairperson. Because the head of this committee is the chairperson. So the chairperson and the whip, both of them are go and make it work on this matter, on behalf of the committee. Not the whip alone.
I didn't say the whip alone.
Oh, you said the whip.
No, I said the letter. The whip went there when I was not there. Yes, I was not there when the whip went there. I went the first time with the whip, the second time I wasn't there, if I'm correct.
No.
Madoba?
On the proposal that you made now, did you say that the whip must go and...
No. No, the proposal is just followed. And this must look at what other countries are looking at. and then we redraft a new letter, but also including an ethical council. The cause of that letter that we brought to this committee, also the cause of the answer we brought to this committee.
I agree that they must do that research. But Chair, I think now we must do this, not that we'll be
November, yeah, out of order, Mama.
Not that now we'll be having time to go overseas or in this African continent, because the time is over now. You know, when we come back, the time is so short. You can see even on the program, constituency from August to September, you know, when you can go overseas or where. I think we are wasting our time now. We must focus on what matters and this thing.
Can we propose for the
question about increased study that's all, but I see there's also a kind of oversight that to the Western Bank plan for that's fine, but we also need a bit more detail. We'll look at the new province. We're going to talk.
A proposal, a program was given to the Western Cape Legislature, and if I'm not mistaken, it was there was this not buying in. I don't have the proper word of saying it, but the proposal, the program was given to can we come to that?
We need a program on other programs, a vendor visit to the council due to parliamentary programs. They meet here such a shot, but then the Western Cape also attached to the heart in terms of geographical issues, because there is the study going for Coursework. So we were trying to talk to them to consolidate the program despite the difficulties that we had at the time. But then when we were getting the program wanted to be kind of program. But what we were hoping for also in terms of the program is for honorable members to advise us if that is really good for them to go on oversight, because the first solution they said came a scheduled for oversight committee, and they scheduled the oversight visit in the recent case for the second week, so that when members can get it on time, they can go straight on oversight. But then we also request input on the program that tables with all members. And also the issues that we need to change, we need also input in terms of which one should take priority. Which ones we can move out of this program, which ones must be more important.
We talked about living from other countries when we do study this, and we talked about going overseas. But we can also learn by looking closer at home. For example, if Guillaume at government in Newport at the Western Cape that complied with the Act within 2 years. But we're still struggling to comply with it today, and not with one. But we can maybe have talks with Minister Ron Carla, the Minister for Transport, and we're calling, what did they do? How did they manage to comply with that Act within 2 years while the national level was done? So there are, you know, useful information that we can actually gain by looking just on our front board.
The way you're putting it is like a Western Cape another country.
No.
And other provinces another country. No. Let me say the Department of Public Works is struggling with asset register in the whole country. And my problem is that I thought we were going to have a common asset register in the whole of South Africa. That was my understanding. You are talking about the provincial asset register, and we are talking about the national asset register. All the provinces, they have got their own provincial asset register. Am I not correct?
Yes, sir.
And the one that we are referring to is the national asset register. There are provincial assets, there are national assets. So you have got your provincial assets and the asset provincial asset register. Here we are talking about the national asset register, because in the Western Cape there are assets that belong to national government, and there are those assets that belong to provincial government. So you are talking about the provincial asset register. Here we're talking about the National Asset Register. You see the difference?
No.
Yes.
No. I think that some of the from all sides. The very top of the asset register, if you remember many times, there are some assets which are TBB things.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those old assets of TBB. So then it affects the national and those provinces who are TBB states. But also be clear that there are provinces which are TBB states. Those assets are still under the TBB state.
And they are
still there. There's a difference between the
Limpopo,
Eastern
Cape, KwaZulu-Natal.
It's
different, yeah.
No,
we are not against that. We are just explaining the dynamics of what's going on.
Yeah, no. I think that East of Canada will stay
Can you look different also?
No, Bucky, when you talk to a person, you must look.
I think what we are doing is just to say that it's what we are doing on the road to share experiences. I don't think it's outside what we've been doing in other provinces. We can then put models and good governance, good models in the other provinces, because the issue of asset register becomes at when we visit other provinces. So I don't think it's outside. If we are saying we are going to Western Cape, we'll also deal with all those matters, honorable chair. So it will be covered. It's not something new that when we go to the to that province, they present everything that we requested them to present, including asset register. I don't think it will be outside, but Honorable Wenyamabina has proposed that because it's raise some of the things in the minutes that must be incorporated here, and she proposed that maybe we defer this particular matter so that they can include, but maybe we can, before we defer it to them, say whether what is here, we agree with it, what is here, and then they amend. Okay. But I don't know how I'm going to get it if we defer it today to say that they must finalize it, or they will finalize it and then maybe email it to us.
But the issue of oversight visit is on parliament program.
Mm-hmm.
Is there.
Mm-hmm.
We can change other things.
Yes.
But with that one we won't change because it's in parliament program, the oversight week.
Yes, I was saying that because what we can change is we say we are not going to Western Cape, we are going somewhere.
No, it's only the Western Cape that is remaining.
No, Chair, if you can listen. We are saying we must look at this because they were saying Western Cape is huge. Maybe we must indicate, and you correctly indicated that we talked to the legislature to say that we'll be coming. That's what we agreed upon, that we'll be going to Western Cape and agree on all these things, and then we say to them they must amend the particular program. As a proposal by Benjamin, I want to support it.
I wanted to touch on the asset register. Honorable Taylor made mention of the provinces that were not affected by this TBB state, and he mentioned Gauteng. Gauteng was affected because some of the flats in Tilbrook that were used by the so-called Transkei, when they went to Pretoria, they used to stay there. They are still not registered under the register of the point more. Secondly, with the asset register in the Western Cape, we could think that it's almost up to date, but we still have the knowledge that there are farms that belong to the state that have not been claimed by that's why we need to raise a fine to be getting that. Lastly, Chairperson, one other issue that I'm going to mention this. Normally when you go to the provinces, you start on Sunday, because especially with the vast provinces, we start on Sundays, and then that was rejected by the Western Cape, so that we get the provincial overall of the issues from a Sunday evening, and then we start on Monday visiting the areas that we are supposed to be. But that was rejected, and vast as it is, it's going to give us problems. I think they will still have to renegotiate with the what is I'm sorry to give you the detail, but it's part of the program to our function in the Western Cape.
What have you done?
Yeah, I was going to say let's talk on what we always have. We have that's what we really do. We never reflect any of the institutions in our not a general thing, but there is not a general thing. We have to be very careful. Who does what you usually do it and go to where we are supposed to be doing our work as an oversight committee, national oversight committee, not in a federal state in South Africa. Thank you.
But if there's no going to feel like the ground,
if I am lost, I don't know how what I do. Because the overtime is
I will say you are out of order because you are the one who came up with the proposal to say what our corner with what we raised on those minutes that we're correcting. They must look into those issues and check in the program what to put in the program. That was my understanding in the proposal from you.
That was my proposal. But I want to raise something. I want to raise something that we need to guide you. I was listening up on a while before the Monday program, not as a committee of assisting, so that when they check on those issues, they know exactly what to check out, what to check in. That's what I was saying. So when I read that program, I don't have the right to comment again on this. But that is what happened in the first. And then she was told what to check. Then they go and just check it a minute and
yes.
Can't we move for the first 2 weeks? Then the secretaries know they can work on that first 2 weeks. And then, as the honourable person said, let them look how the rest can be incorporated and put that on the table with that first week of the 24th of July. And then we can accept the rest of the program. But then they know now they must work. That first week is fixed. The second week they can work on deliberations on the oversight budget for the Western Cape. Or if it's not the Western Cape, they said the committee didn't go to Northern Cape. See that. No, I'm just trying to help.
No,
to me, but let me accept the first 2 weeks and they can we work on that. And the rest of the program, with the suggestions from that honourable member, then we can see how that can be sorted.
Agree. Can we propose closure? Thank you very much.
Thank you.